So, first of all, Gemara Chasimah Tovah to everybody. Being that we're in the midst of the Aseret Shemeshuva, this Shabbos, of course, is Shabbos Shuva. I thought this evening we'll do a topic relating to Shuva, as opposed to something connected to the Parsha Shuva, Parsha Vayelech. The point of departure was actually a pasuk in our Pesukim in last week's Sedra. In last week's Sedra, Parsha Nitzavim, says in Devarim Parak Lamed, Pesukim Alvim Beis, and all these things come to pass as described in the beginning of Mitzvah and the end of Mitzvah. You will contemplate in your heart amongst all the goyim in which you now live after the scattered exile. You'll do tshuva, you'll return to Hashem, you'll heed His voice. Right, to come back, to return to God with all your heart, with all your soul and thought. That's in the first two psukim of Parakalama. Two psukim later, again, this is the last week, said, you have the famous four psukim, starting Pasuk Yeralf, this mitzvah which I'm commanding you today is not difficult, it's not far away. Your base, Lo Bashamayim, it's not in the heavens. You have to say, who's going to ascend to the heavens to get it for us? And you give him a little, it's not far on the other side of the sea. As if to say, you have to find somebody who's going to want to go and, and cross the seas and get it. Rather, those are important psukim, okay? The difficulty is the opening phrase of Pasuk Yeralf, Ki HaMitzvah HaZot. This mitzvah which I'm commanding you, that's a pronoun. What is the antecedent of that pronoun? What is the mitzvah that's being referred to in that Pasuk? Pasuk Yeralf. Not as clear from the Pesukim. So Ramban, in Perim Pasuk Yitzhak, on Pasuk Beis, first he says, the Tam V'Shavta Hashem Al-Techon, says, Shatoshav Al-Hashem B'chol Avokho V'mashcha, Skabal Lechon Al-Banecho, Dorotam Al-Fos K'chol Hashem V'Tzav Hayom. You'll do tshuva. We return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so the topic is tshuva there. And therefore, in Pasuk Yud Aleph, when it says, Ke mitzvah hazot, he says, Avo ha-mitzvah hazot, so at the end of the first line of that Pasuk Yud Aleph, Ramban and Pasuk Yud Aleph, Avo ha-mitzvah hazot, Avo ha-tshuva, and his carries. These two came, starting in Pasuk Yud Aleph, refer back to what was discussed at the beginning of the parak. In other words, the antecedent of the pronoun is in the previous psukim, in Pasuk Aleph and Beis, tshuva. The Ramban understands that the mitzvah has those being referred to as tshuva, hatshuva and kev, kiva shevosa, elo recha, that's his posik aleph. And the shahat kala shemo kechem, posik beis, mitzvah shevosa, son of Asher king. It's a mitzvah to do, and that's the mitzvah that's being referred to. Okay? Now, the Ramban is
amongst
the let's talk about after we've been exiled.
After when?
After we've thrown our virtue. So then eventually, that's what it's all about. But that's not the important point. The important point is that the mitzvah referred to is the mitzvah of tshuva. We look at the Rambam. The Rambam seems to understand a little differently. Rambam Perek Zayin Perek Zayin Halacha Hey Vichus Tshuva. Rambam writes Kol Hanaviim Tzivu Al Tshuva. Kol Hanu Kula. All the Nevi'im prophesied about tshuva. Vein Yisrael Migalon Al Tshuva. We need to be redeemed to tshuva. But Kvar Hivticha Torah Shesoch Yisrael Al Tshuva. The Torah has promised, has guaranteed, eventually there's going to be tshuva. And Miyad Hashem in the government. There'll be they get God right away. Shenemar v'hayor k'locha kol v'ramav v'shat v'shach 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 v'shach. The Rambam learns these tzukim not that when there's a mitzvah to do tshuva, which of course there is, but these tzukim, not a mitzvah to do tshuva, but rather it's haftach, it's a guarantee, this part saying what will happen. In the future, eventually there'll be tshuva. A little bit of a different understanding.
Do you that if you keep the mitzvahs, you'll have the land, those will be...
But we're not talking about the land. Again, you have to know the context. So, Parshas Kisavo and the beginning of Nitzavim talked about the Jews being kicked out of their land. So, Perek Lamed, where we started with, in the middle of the story, after you'll be kicked out of the land, eventually there's a mitzvah to do tshuva. So, Rambam saying
that mitzvah for them, bitch.
Well, that's not clear, but presumably.
Aren't we learning, we call it a mitzvah as an individual mitzvah?
Well, the Rambam certainly seems to understand the way. The Rambam is not, that's exactly the dispute. Now, that's not our topic tonight, but it relates to our topic because at least it looks like according to the Rambam, this is the Ramban, when it says Ki HaMitzvah HaZos refers to tshuva. So that sounds like the mitzvah. It's called the mitzvah. In fact, you don't have a lot of mitzvahs that are specifically identified in the Chumash by the title mitzvah. Here we have a pasuk yud aleph in parak lamed of the Talmud of Arim. Ki hamitzvah hazos. The Ramban says, what mitzvah is talking about? Tshuva. So clearly the Ramban holds that these sukkim are talking about a mitzvah of tshuva. I point out the Ramban in parak zayin aleph hey, the tshuva learns these same sukkim not saying there's a mitzvah of tshuva, there's like a haftacha. There's a guarantee in the future there'll come a time when everyone will do tshuva. It's not a mitzvah per se. Now, does Ramban hold, there's no mitzvah? There's another point to bear in mind, and that is the following. In Parshas Noso, Bemidbar Parakei, starting in Pasuk A, by the Rosh Hashanah, Pasuk Rav, Tavrel, when he saw Isho, Isho, Kiyasu, Tochatos, Adam, anyone who does any chait, Limo, Mal, Ba'ashem, Rosh, Man, Nefesh, Ha'id, just very specifically, the specific Avera related to Gezel, but that's not important for us now. What's important is Pasuk Zayin. Vismadu es chatosam. You'll do vidui. Vismadu es chatosam. And that, the Rambam says, is a mitzvah. You look in number 5, Sefer HaMitzvah Rambam, mitzvah say, Ayin Gimel, HaMitzvah Ayin Gimel, HaShetivonu Lispados Al HaChatoin. Ravon HaShechatam HaTeh, Kedisah HaLemar Osam Ima Tshuva V'zehu Fidui. The Rambam says, again referring to this pasuk in Parashat Nasu, the 4 lines down, there in Tosh number 5, the Rambam says, V'hu Amri Sporach Naso Perakei, the Pesukah we just read, Dam Rebun Esau, etc., etc. But the Rambam is clear, that there is a mitzvah called vidui. Okay, there is a mitzvah called vidui, and he says towards the end, of his feast, I'm going to find the exact words I'm looking for. What? Well, that's exactly what I have to say. It's exactly what I want to see. Okay, top line of the next page, the Rambam writes, "Hinei kvaris morlecha kal kol minei halvonos hagdolim v'chamim v'afilu mitzvah zeichayim lihispados aleihem." You have to acknowledge or admit there's a mitzvah called vidui. Now, obviously, the key question, which is not really what I'm talking about in great detail tonight, but it's really the backdrop I want to talk about. What is the relation between Vidu and Tshuva? They're obviously connected, but the Rambam does not really seem, at least in his analysis of Pesukim and Parshas Tavim, does not seem to say that there's a mitzvah of Tshuva, just Haftacha, but he says there is a mitzvah of Vidu. And now, if you look carefully, look again at the first line. Right, he's saying this will happen. It's not a commandment to get to it. It's saying it will come out. Now, it could be that he learns the mitzvah zos and not for tonight. He's referring to something else. Some say he's referring to Talmud Torah, because that's also mentioned there. It's a different thing altogether. Okay, but it's not.
Well, I'm
going to get one second, right, for that. So, right, that's the question. So, let's see.
The truth of every mitzvah is the mitzvah. So it's just an aspect of the mitzvah. There's no standalone idea of tshuva.
So I want, that could be true. And listen, but I want to stress, look at the language of the Rambam in Mitzvah Se Ayin Gimel, back at the beginning of Source 5. Mitzvah Gimel, so only Svados Lach HaTayim, Yidu Vidu, Shachatam, Zeh Keli, Sa'od, Lemor, Sam, Im HaTshuva, accompanied by tshuva. Now already the Rambam is telling us an interesting thing. Somehow the Vidu and the tshuva are intertwined. You take a look in Source number 6, Source number 6 is the Rambam lists off the mitzvahs actually in at least 3 different places. There's the Sefer HaMitzvahs, which is a detailed explanation of each mitzvah. Then there's the called the Minyan HaKotzer. In the beginning of the Arach HaZokeh, he again lists off the mitzvahs with no explanation. It doesn't explain them. It just says what the mitzvah is. Okay, following the same order. That's printed at the beginning of most editions of the Mishnah Torah. Okay, there's a minyan hakotzer. Okay, and then a third place is in each individual set. The first two follow the same order. Again, the main Sefer HaMitzvahs, where it goes through and detail every mitzvah, who has to do it, where the Gemara discusses what's that about, etc. Then there's the abridged version, the minyan HaMitzvahs, or the minyan hakotzer, if I can call it. I just list it off in the same order, so it's going to be Ayin Gimel. That notice how 6 and 5 are both mitzvahs that say Ayin Gimel. Then a third place he lists the mitzvahs is in the introduction of each of his sections of halacha, Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Rotzeach, Hilchos Cholol Mazik, Hilchos Trumos, whatever. He tells you what mitzvahs are in that section are going to be discussed. He lists them again. So let's look at the minyan mitzvahs. Ayin Gimel, look what he writes. It's to say Ayin Gimel 6. Lisvados lifne Hashem mikol chei chiyasa odom v'shasa karbon v'shalosa v'shasa karbon v'shasa karbon v'shasa karbon. The mitzvah is, he doesn't even mention the word tshuva there. The mitzvah is vidui. In the introduction, sometimes they call it a haktama, sometimes they call it the koseret, the introduction to Hilchos Tshuva, source number 7, he writes, mitzvahs asei achas, there's one mitzvah being discussed in this section called, as I call it, Hilchos Tshuva, who say, yoshuv hachote mechetel is mashiach, that a person should do tshuva V'yismate. And to V'idus. Here, Mr. Zoo, it's going to be explained over here. So notice that the Rambam here is a little different. It's a little different. It's the part, that's exactly, the part of, how do we, there's some relation, it's not clear. Again, notice that in the meaning of mitzvah, he mentions the word children, number six. Okay? And number five, in the broader Sefer Mitzvah, he does mention tshuva. In the introduction to Ilchus Tshuva, he mentions tshuva. He says, what does he say in the body of Ilchus Tshuva? Perek Aleph Aleph Aleph. He writes, Kol Mitzvah Shuvah Torah Bein Asei, Bein Lo Sasei, Im Ogar Adol Ha'achas Nen, Bein Bezadah, Bein Mishkogo, Kishayase Tshuva. When he does tshuva, let's go back to what Yeshua was saying, when he wants to do tshuva, and decide to repent from his sins. Chayav lizvados, the dekel baruch hu shenama. He quotes the psukim we saw before. Parshas Noso, the vidu dvar. That's the verbal confession. Vidu ze mitzvah tasei. That's what Rambam says. Vidu is the mitzvah tasei. So the question, which many a tremendous amount of literature, many many shiurim, including some that we've given here in the past, are devoted to this question: exactly what is the relationship? Is tshuva and vidu is you know. There's a different way to look at it. Okay? Now, the kids. No, it says Bishasa Kobin Bishalo Bishasa, both. No, we'll be careful. And either way, don't think, even what he's hinting at there is, even though it appears in the Chumash in connection with the Korban Arshan, don't think it's only by Korbanot. It's by other things, it's in general. Good horror. But right. Okay. That actually, those who say that, there's a tremendous amount, again, in yeshivas and in svar, there are many, many shiurim devoted to this question. So I thought like the shiur, but to me, and I speak about this a little bit sometimes, I know also in the shul, you take a look in source number 9, there was Sefer Kiryat Sefer from the Mabit on the Rambam. It's what I think and it makes the most sense. Okay. Mabit is one of the Trani family. Mabit is late Rishon, you know, the time of the Beis Yosef, a little before. Okay, anyway, he writes, here in Hilchos Tshuva, and his reckoning is Mitzvah Tazayin. It says, "Sheyashu achet v'chel t'michet chetol is neshem mitzvade hatshuva v'havidui mitzvah echadi." Basically, says it's the two things, the heads and tails of the same coin. Okay, she'ein vidui below tshuva. Vidui by itself without tshuva doesn't make any sense. Ki mishem mitzvade and a goyim believe below tshuva chetol. Have a ketov of the sheretz piyado. The guy's gonna say vidui shapapapa is not doing tshuva, so it's silly. It's like going to the mikveh, holding on to the dead rodent or whatever, the dead creature. Right? Tell us shows the other. Okay? And so what is the vidu then? So you got to have tshuva, but a vidu who gemar ha tshuva. The vidu, the confession, is the end of the tshuva process. Tshuva is a mental process, and the end, you verbalize it. Okay? And he says, well, first you have to get, let's see. What he's saying is the vidu is the gemar ha tshuva. First you have to, you know, decide in your heart that you're going to do it. Right? You have to come to that recognition. That's what he's saying. Okay? So lo have children is that's what Ella you have be this my children so that's how the Mabita the Sefer Kiryas Sefer. Now the Sefer Achinuch and it's a Shin Samach Dalad, it's there in Parshas Noso, source number 10. He formulates it the Sefer Achinuch, Shinitavino Lismados. Again he counts them it's a vidui. Okay? And towards the end of that line, Vizel Inyan Habida Shoma Adam Beis Hatshuva. At the time you do tshuva. You have to say on Hashem Chatosi of Yisi Poshat Ikat Tein Mekayim Pesach Tomar Sheyazkir Achet Shasa Beferes Beviv. You have to verbalize and identify the sins. I'll hate this and I'll hate that and I'll hate the other thing. That's what we do, right? You have to verbalize. That's what he says. Beferes Beviv. Okay. At the very end, the Sefer Chinuch writes, and we have to read the whole thing now. But at the end, he says, Shakol Minei Avonos Hadol and Zak Kanan Afilu Sechayv Adam Alayim Beviv. So Vidui is like, you know, it's part of the process, but you need kind of both together. The Minchas Chinuch in 11, commenting on the Sefer Chinuch, Mr. Shinstan Ozahari writes in Aleph, Shinstan Vidal is father's Ayin Rambam, he tells us the Rambam, we just saw it, L'chol and Nirlai Zayti, Nidida Rambam Mechaber, that's the Sefer Chinuch, that mitzvah say kan eva tshuva, rakav vidu repeh, and mitzvah the vidu repeh. He's there as a kosovi, and that's how he learns the tzukim, and so on, okay? And he writes, and it said it's like any other mitzvah say that you verbalize. It says, Kechol mitzvah say shatodi kiron kriyashma. Right? It's one of those things that you have to verbalize. You have to say kriyashma, you have to, other times you have to make verbal declarations, a parsha zocher or whatever. So vidui is a verbal declaration. Right? And he writes in the set, that's in Osalaf, in Osveis, he says, also vidui zev, that's how he learns. Now, again, as I said before, there's a lot of literature about this. I'm just going to share some ideas of some of the Achronim before coming to what I want to suggest. Okay? Yeah.
What's the goal of tshuva again?
So, again, the tshuva, according to Minchas Chinuch, the mitzvah is vidui. Okay? But the tshuva, yeah, if you're going to do, like the Maharit said, if you're going to do vidui without tshuva, it's the word. It's worse. Could be. That's exactly what you're going to do. So, let me get that. Take a look in 12, Avodas HaMelech. Avodas HaMelech is a sefer on the Rambam written by Rabbi Nachum Krakowski, who was an uncle of Rav Soloveitchik. The Rav's uncle. He was the Rav Soloveitchik, the Shabbat Soloveitchik. The Rav grew up in a city in White Russia called Khaslavich. And it was his father, Moshe Soloveitchik, who later came to YU later, he was the Rav there. Before Moshe Soloveitchik was the Rav there, the uncle was Rav Nachum Krakowski, was the Rav there. He has a sefer called Avodas HaMelech. I have it on the shelf. It's available. I think it's only on Mada, maybe Mada Rava. And I don't know if other stuff is lost, so you never finish it, whatever happened. Anyway. So he writes, and it was true, he says, and he notices again what he said, below his Rabbeinu klal ikar chiyav atshuva. The Rambam never formulates an actual mitzvah of tshuva, rather kiyav chiyav vidu kishav tshuva. Okay? And he explains, all right, one could have, he says, umole kotho atara din atshuva, okay, we know there has to be din of tshuva because it's not enough just to say, okay, so from now on, I won't be mechal shas. That's good, but that's an important step. That's part of the process, but what about what you did in the past? The only way to, so to speak, undo what you did in the past is through harata, is through having some sort of regret, okay, which is part of the tshuva process. Now he writes, well, ikar din chidash mitzvah says tshuva, achir vizvados, but he also agrees at the end of the last couple of lines, the rat mitzvah to say achas. Okay? It's really, there's only one mitzvah, it's kind of heads and tails of the same coin. The Meshach Chochma here in Parshas Vayelech, we have to have some connection to the Tzadik. So here in Parshas Vayelech, and our Tzadik, the Perek Laman Aleph, Zion, he also seems to say, at least according to the Rambam, Mizbonim, that Tshuva ain't Nechshev, Eich Nechshev is a mitzvah. Okay? And this is really what Josh was saying. Now, let's say you have a guy who, is Michal Shabbos. So what is his tshuva going to be? He's not going to be Michal Shabbos anymore, right? And even without a mitzvah of tshuva, he's still not allowed to be Michal Shabbos. Someone gave an example. They asked a guy, you're doing Melachat Shabbos. We have it, how can you do this? Oh, I'm not Shomer Shabbos. Oh, in that case, it's okay. No, it isn't. You can't opt out. It's still, you can't, oh, I'm not, that's a part of me. It does apply to you. It's not a club where you can kind of decide whether you want to be a member or not. You're obligated in Shemir Shabbos. So if you say, well, I don't keep kosher. Oh, then okay, then eat whatever you like. That's not true. You're still not allowed to eat it. There's no, even without the mitzvah tshuva, that's the Meshach Chochma right. Keep it still. He says, hello below, mitzvah. He's still not allowed to, with or without Mitzvah Tshuva, he's still not allowed to Michal Shabbos, he's down for going forward. The Chivishu said, all of Rishon, but who told those sons of either? Since this guy does those, I don't keep kosher. Oh, now it's okay, since he doesn't keep kosher? Of course not. So he says, but he says, nevertheless, so what is the Mitzvah Tshuva? The Mitzvah Tshuva is the Mitzvah Lizvados, Esther Kapora, and so on to come closer to Akash Baruch Hu. All right. That's what he said. What I'd like to get to is what our celebration is.
You
have a kind of mix.
Yeah,
maybe also. Maybe also. Okay.
Let's see.
Yeah, so let's see. I'm going to get to that, yeah.
You don't do any of
the evidence. That's also true. Now, I didn't probably print it all out, but in the paper, in an essay called Kocho Shobidui, Plus 14, look it up. The Rambam basically says what Rav Blackstone alluded to before. The Rambam said what Blackstone alluded to before. He basically, his argument is that tshuva is the essence. Tshuva is delayed, though. Tshuva is a kiyum. The maisa, the pa'ula, the action is the viva. Okay? In other words, and he's going to give a classic example of this. Okay? Tfilah. Okay, dominant. The Rambam, take a look in 15. Hilchos Tefillah, Parak Aleph, counts mitzvah, says, follow the Chol Yom. That's a daven every day. That's the Rambam Shita. He calls it the derayta. Other Rishonim disagree, but the Rambam holds it the derayta. A daven once a day. Shenemar avadat atal kechem, it's taught, if yashmu lomdu, a shavodu zuhi tfila, etc. Okay, good. You have to daven every single day, and that's tfila, and amru chacham eizu, a shavodu zuhi tfila, ain minyan at tfila, how many times does the daven, that's just not the derayta. Ain Mishnah Tzilah is also a Torah, the text and the, you know, the word, that's not a Torah either. And Ve'ela Tzilah is Man Kabul in the Torah. According to the Torah, there's no fixed time. But the Rambam holds clearly that there is a mitzvah every single Adam at least once a day. Now, if you look later in Hilchot Tzilah, the Rambam writes, Chamisha Dvar Ma'akrinat Tzilah. There are five things which prevent or hold you back from properly fulfilling the mitzvah Tzilah. Okay? Even though it's the right time. Tzara Tzadayim, right, dirty hands, keep the erva, covering up certain parts of the body. Taras mochas, dvarma chokzim, so distractions. V'kavana talit. According to the Rambam, you have to have kavana for davening. I'm not going to that word, you know. But he says that you have to have kavana, and that's in halacha aleph, huh? And right, so once a day, correct? That's on the Torah requires to pray once a day. Okay. Well, later on, the Rambam says you have to have three components. That's to be it. Praise, request, and thanks. But yes, you can do it in 2 seconds. Whatever, 2 minutes.
Sometimes
you're right.
Yeah,
many people are right. Yeah. Anyway, you know, the story of the two Chassidim are talking about the Rebbe. One of them says, you know, my Rebbe, you know, he loves davening so much. He every word he has a davening. He says the word and then he stops and he thinks about it and he ponders it and contemplates all different meanings until he gets on to the next word and davenes. Oh, that's true. Another Rebbe says, my Rebbe davening, he loves davening so much. As soon as he says one word, he can't wait to say the next word. Anyway, so there's different approaches. Anyhow, but notice that that's another column. Now look at all the tesvot. Kavana talev ketzad, kol tefilah she'ena b'kavana ena tefilah. The Rambam says, Kavona without Tfila, that's right, Tfila without Kavona is not Tfila. The Mispala below Kavona, if you dive without Kavona, Choser or Mispala of the Kavona is dive again. With Kavona, it doesn't count. Okay? And Motza Daito Mishubeshes Libotar, if he's Kafil with his mind, not something else, and so on, also Mispala, Shukishas, and Daito can't dive, not like we do. I'm going to run him in, and, you know, but Amika did. The Rambam is saying, you know, if you're thinking about something else, don't dive it out, dive a lady, you can't. Okay? Lefichach, and he says, like, gives examples. Habom in Aderech, he just came for a trip, and he's exhausted, famatted, and tired. Homemates are upset about something. Also, his followers, so he says, calm down. Okay? Amucham, you said, slow to your mind, you know, this guy's back over. So there's a waste of days to calm down. Halacha says, I am Kate said, he are Kavona. What exactly is the comment by Kavona? Sheyifnes, libo, miko, amachamach, shavos. Remove all extraneous thoughts and so on and so forth. So we understand this, right? Be your atzma kilo omid lit nashkina. You have to view yourself as if you're standing in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Lefich ha-tzorach leishe ma'at kodam ha-tfila. You should be coming to shul. You should sit down for a few minutes. Calm down for a few minutes before you start davening. You know, people are they're running. Include myself. You know, you're running. You're saying, Asher, already still in the street. You have to park in the car. They're running in.
No,
that's a dangerous dog, man. Right, you should come in and sit down, benachas, and tachlun and stuff. Anyway, and that's what Pascha Shulchan Aruch too. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch also says that. Okay, in 17, Hilchos Tfila, Orachayim Shem Kup Aleph, HaMitzpalo Tzorach Sheyachamein, okay, the person has done, but he'll have all the brachas, and he says, if you can't, I mean, we're human beings, if you can't, Lefachos Yechamein B'Avos, at least the first bracha of the Shemana Esrei, at least have Kavanah for that, in low keeping the others, if you didn't do that, then Yachsu is power.
We all go back.
Yeah, because the Ramah bails us out. He says, Ibna in Chosen is just on Kavana. Today we don't do that. Why? Because we want Kavana a second time either. Right? He says, we'll be diving all day. Shafta Chazar. Well, we're going to second. What was that? Hold on. Now, we'll see the connection in a second. Mr. Bruce says, again, what does it mean, Sheikhaven, in this in Kufalaf in this phase? Mishabu writes, Shechavan, Hainu Perish Hamilos. Just know what the words mean. Okay, at least know what the words mean. You know, that's why I tell students, I'm not familiar with the Slichas. I use it in English. I don't know. It's poetic. It's hard to look at it. It's so fit. But I mean, I use the Slichas in English. Or Kinnis, you know, your poems, and not, you know, whatever it is that you that's going to assist you in Kavanah, that's what you use. But anyway, you see that Almost is minimally speaking, Shav Kabbalah. Almost, okay. Anyway, the Bir Halacha writes, and this has nothing to do, says the Bir Halacha, none of this has anything to do with the question of the mitzvah Tzrichas Kavan or not. So don't bring up the issue, the general question of mitzvah Tzrichas Kavan. This is a separate discussion. That's not the same thing. Now, what does that have to do with us? The Soloveitchik said, pointed out the following. You see from all this clearly that when it comes to davening, what's the essence of davening? It's not the words. It's the kavana.
It's the
kavana is there. That's what the Bir Halacha says. Yeah, the kavana is there. It's there. So what comes out from this is, according to what's in the Rambam, when it comes to tefila, what is tefila? Tefila is a connection to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's the kavana. The words are just, so to speak, that's the action that you do. But what counts is what's in the heart. So the Rav said that's the same thing in terms of relation to vida and tshuva. It's what's in the mind, the tshuva, that's what's important. The words, the vida, is the verbalization of it. You follow, just like by tefillah, it's the kavana, it's the direction, it's the relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's what tefillah represents. That's what counts. The words is the maisa, that's the action, that's the physical action, verbalization. So it wants to say, what it suggests, it says the same thing over here when it comes to tshuva, okay? And that's what Soloveitchik suggests over there in the case of Ala Tshuva. I also wanted to mention on this part of my other sheet here.
So
Vidu is the tshuva, like tefila is the kavanah. The words of davening is the kavanah. Kavanah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Soloveitchik's basic is over there. Okay, it's the verbalization. Okay, now the Rambam Nichus Tshuva. Take a look in Source 20, Perek Yud Halacha Bet. Okay, the greatest mila is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Ava, okay, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, that's the mila of Avraham Avinu and so on, and to do a mitzvah out of Ava, that's the goal. Okay, now the goal is within, it's just reflecting the same idea, right? The goal is within the heart. Okay, and now let's take a look. Not the verbalization. It's his higher level here. It's a higher level here. Okay, and Halacha Gimel. Kate said here, Ava, what is this Ava? Right? Sheyev, Hashem, Ava Gadol, Yisera, Aza, Ma'od. Very strong, powerful love. Actually, Nafsho, Kshur, Ava, Hashem. That's what it's about. That's what Tshuva is about. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, it's to forge this relationship. So that's in the heart. That's in the mind. That's like the Kavanah. The word, the vidu, is the verbalization. So that was the yisod of Soloveitchik. He brought another riot, and that's another area where we have the same kind of thing, same kind of parallel. Okay? For example, he says, in the realm of Avelos, Rahman al-Islam. Okay? So let's take a look in 21. Sanhedrin of Mem Vav and Aleph, turn over Mem Vav and Bez, and Mishnah. Okay? We have a din of Kur and so on and so forth. And the end of the Mishnah, it says, we're talking about now here, you know, Haruge Bez and whatever, but it says, well, what's important for us is the phrase, Ein she'ein aninus ela b'leif. The idea of aninus, the anguish that a person feels upon the loss of relatives, from the time that the relative dies, from the time he hears the relative, until the burial, that's in the heart. Right? It's inside the feeling. The feeling a person has to have. Rashi says, how does it come up here? Because when you dealt with Haruge Bez, so you know you're not Miss Abel, okay? But you can't tell the person what he feels, right? The aninus is still there because ain't aninus hella belief. No, that's the part. The aninus is still belief.
Okay.
Yeah, but a person's gonna feel what he feels, right? The aninus is belief. But the truth of the matter is, moving from there, the truth is that that's how Rashi says, right? She ain't aninus hella belief belad, okay? And
aninus abelus now.
Yeah, but we'll see in a second. Because what is Avelos, huh? Yeah, you'll see. You'll see exactly. Look at 24. Rambam Hilchos Avot Perek Aleph. Eilu dvarim shena avil asa ben. V'yom rishon v'natar v'shar yom v'divirayim. Here are the things that avil can't do. So we know this. Also, Safar, he can't get his hair cut. Also, Chabes, he can't wash his clothing. Lirchot, Bey, Lassa, put on oil. Shamash, Mitas, right, have a relation with his wife. Lino, Sandok, wear leather footwear. Lassa, Malacha, to do work, go to work. Because we to learn, except for certain things. Lisko, Samita, to rest in his bed normally. The Frodo's Rose, so to cut his hair. Lisho, Shalom, greetings. Hakola, Charasadova. Now, I ask you, sir, I'm sorry. Is that what it means to be in all of these restrictions? Obviously, those are the actions or the inaction. But where is the real avelus? Just like Danny Nissen. It's in the heart, right? The kiyum of avelus is belief. When you're mourning the relative, it's not, what is it? I don't really care, the guy died. I'm just not going to wash my clothes. Well, these are dinim, okay? These are the physical manifestations. That's the maisa mitzvah, right? So again, it's the same thing. The avelus, the feeling of the loss is in the heart, right? I mean this specifically, I'm just applying it to Avelis as well. That's what Rav said, the same thing. Okay, what is the Avelis? It's a grief that you experience. Now, there are some technical ways how to do it. You know, sit on the floor, you know, whatever we do, right? So again, it's the same thing. Just like, again, the feel, the essence of the Kavana, what's inside, but the words are what, you know, the verbalization of it is how you do it. And the same thing with tshuva. The tshuva is what's inside. The connection, like we just saw in Perek Yod, the connection is inside. The vidui is the means by which you do it. It's the pula, the kiyum, so to speak, the mice and the kiyum. One other area that I'm saying, I'm picking areas we're all familiar with. Okay? Simcha Tzantiv, we're coming soon to Yantav, right? 25. Pasuk says in Parshas 8, Dvarim Perek Tzayin, Pasuk Yudal, B'samachta V'chagecha. You rejoice on a holiday, right? After everybody good, the whole family, everybody gets together, beautiful. Okay? And at the end it says, Yisach Sameach. You know, it's a song, V'samachta V'chagecha, Yisach Sameach. It's not really the same pasuk, two different sukkim. You know, good the album. Anyway, now, the Gemara says, how do you manifest this simcha? The Gemara says, M'sachim, Daf Kuf Tesem Anal, 26. The Gemara says, what do you do? Tamar Banan Chayev Adon L'Sameach, Banan V'nei Beisul Rek. You have to make yourself and a member of your household happy on Yom Tov. Shemar V'samachta V'chagecha. What makes people happy? Well, wine is one thing, so we drink wine on Yantiv. Okay, drink wine on Yantiv. I've told the story in the past. I personally don't like wine. Okay, and but the din, especially Chalmai took is maybe Chalmai Tesh, you have to have Simcha every day. So some person says you have a cup of wine every single day. So I'm not going to take a sip of a cup of wine every single day. So I remember one time when I was living in my parents' home still, so I went to the sukkah, so I poured myself a cup of wine. I guess I grimaced, you know, when I was drinking it. I don't care for what my father said. Oh, that's simcha, it's written all over your face. You know, but okay. All right, so sometimes they say, but then the Gemara continues, of Yehuda Omer, Anoshim B'Rolem, Anoshim B'Rolem. Some men and women are different. Okay, Anoshim B'Rolem, B'Yayin. Anoshim B'Rolem, what are women like? Oh, in those days like today, new clothes. Big day tzivona, you get colored clothes and blah blah. So well, white clothes, whatever. Okay, and you give people. I mean, many people. I think it's a good practice. Buy the wives a present before. The women like to get jewelry. They like. If I get a new shirt, I don't get a new shirt. It doesn't make a big difference to me. But the women like to get new clothes, and that's exactly the simcha. Okay, that's not every problem. I'm trying to generalize it. Some men do like, and some don't like. Whatever. Each person's himself. But the point being that. In fact, my wife likes to remind me, you're machped on certain things. Don't forget about this Rambam. That's like you remind me about this. And I should make sure we get a present. But anyway, and the Rambam paskins this way. You look in Hilchos Yom Tov, Perek Vav, Halacha Yud-Zayin. The Rambam paskins. Shivus Yimei HaPesach, 7 days Pesach, Shmoneh Yimei HaChag, Sukkis, Im Shari, all the others, Tom Kulam, Asur, Behesh, Tainis, the Chayav, Adam, Lius, Ben, Sameach, with Hov, Lev, Hu, Vav, Rishon, Ben, Ekvesel, Kol, Nil, Kol, Shemar, Vesamach, Vechagecha. And even though in the days of Beis Hamikdash, the Simcha was through the Karbonis, when I relate to it, that Sukkot, especially, right, that special dinner stuff on Sukkot, because the extra time Simcha. But he says, when Simcha is really Karbonis, now it means all kinds of Simcha. And look at that, look at your head. Ketzat, Taktanim, know some Kloyos that goes in with Migdol, you know, you give the kids sweets and candy bars, whatever it is. I'm a health conscious people feel about this problem. You give the kids whatever, you know, the kids are like popcorn, whatever they like, you give them. And the women, you buy them new jewelry and new clothes, and men, you give them meat and wine and so on. So that's simcha. Now, again, the same question. But is that what simcha's yontif is? Simcha's yontif is eating meat and having new clothes? Obviously, there's something more here. obviously, the real simcha is being with Hashem, rejoicing in the festival. These other things are actions that bring about that key of belief. You see the parallel? In all these cases, there's a maisa and there's a key of belief, right? The real key is what's inside. These other things are important. It brings a feeling, creates an ambiance and stuff. So Rav, as I said, gave all these examples. I mean, you know, he has other examples, and I printed also here. For example, we know it says, "V'ha torecha kamocha," right? The parsha of Shemayik or Yutas Yurche. "V'ha torecha kamocha," and the famous Rashi, "Amar Rekiva Zekal Galabatara." We all know it. So Rav and Hilchos Ovel, right? The mitzvah to be Mevakeh Cholim, Menachem Ovel, Achmosis Kala, all these different things. And all these things are abundance, but he says they're under V'ahavtalecha kamocha. So the Rav says it's like the same idea, really, because it's the V'ahavtalecha kamocha, that's a feeling, that's an emotion. All these things are ways how to do it. Visit the sick. Okay, so you get the point. And that's the Rav says the same thing. Huh?
Now let's say that you may hate the mix.
Okay,
that's
good.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. So because the mitzvah remains the mitzvah, you're right. But in essence. Yeah, it's a good point. I mean, it is a good point. And, you know, the truth of the matter is, it doesn't make you sick, but you want to drink water, at least we'll do that too. But I guess we go by the rule. That's right now. It's a good R. It's a good R. Now,
what do you think? Tshuva was the thing. The vidui was what you say with your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the cover?
But tshuva is the feeling. Tshuva is in the heart. Tshuva in the heart. Okay? But that's what the Rav said. I'm not going to disagree. But I'd like to take it a little bit of a different direction. Okay, I'd like to say a little bit of a different direction. And maybe, that's so upset, and there's beautiful writers, and there's more to it, and you take a look at the Sefer Ala Tshuva, and there's that essay called Kochus. Really, it demonstrates. But I was thinking a little different direction. Maybe the Tshuva is, so to speak, the backdrop. Okay, it's like a necessary backdrop, almost like, that's why I called this year, the significance of preparation. Almost like a hechsher mitzvah. It's a preparatory stage. You need to have the tshuva. Maybe, not like the Rebbe is saying, I'm not disagreeing, it's an auxiliary interpretation. The mitzvah is vidui. That's what it says. The Ram calls it mitzvah vidui. It's a pasuk is vidui. The mitzvah is vidui. But you have to have the tshuva in the background in order to do the vidui. Like the Mabit says, you can do vidui without the tshuva, it's meaningless. The tshuva becomes almost like a hechsher mitzvah. Okay? And what do I see this? So I'm suggesting here that the tshuva is first. Okay. In other words, I think the Rav is right that you know there's a maisa, there's a pula, and a kiyum. Okay. I think the words of the Rambam imply more because it doesn't quite fit, in my opinion, with the words of the Rambam because the words of the Rambam should look back in the formulation of Perak Aleph, Halacha Aleph, back in source 8. Kol mitzvah shel Torah ben aseh, etc., etc. Kishayase tshuva. When you do tshuva, then you have to do vidui. You know,
that's the Rambam said. Really, the tshuva occurs when you're faced with the same situation.
Then you fulfill. That's called tshuva gemura. Okay, and that might be different.
Is that the kishayase?
I think.
Again, you were trying to commit the chesed. So now you do it at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you want
to
do it? You want to get tested again? I don't know.
Yeah, well, but you came up. You came up. We're used to think of vidui, it's true. But first of all, there are many people who have printed many shidurim who say some sort of vidui every night by Kriya Shema Shalamita. You ever seen that? There's a little vidui text by Kriya Shema Shalamita every night. So, you know. Sorry to say that maybe Shabbos is part of a regular every day. Okay, because the Rizal says you have to do vidui every day. Okay, so the answer is not limited to Yom Kippur. Anyway, let me go on. So what I think is as follows: take a look at the next source. We're in Tainus Pesach Amud Aleph 31. Okay, Amud Aleph Adam Shiesh Bo Avera Umisvada VeEino Choser Bo. The guy does has an the Gemara says openly, person has an Avera and he does vidui, but doesn't do Tshuva L'Mahu Dolmei. It's something to every rib in the world. Okay, lo also a tefila, but as soon as he got rid of it, zochem yado. So there, I think that the words of the Rambam imply more that tshuva is the background to the mitzvah of vidui. It's not the result. The Rambam presented it I've got other things wrong. The way the Rav presented it is like the tshuva is what's the ikkar, it's in the heart, and the avidah is just the means to get to it. So I think you could argue that it's the other way around. The tshuva is what leads to the avidah, so to speak.
Right.
I'm saying, right, you need the tshuva to get to the avidah. The avidah is in it.
Like the tshuva is the act.
It's the background. It's the background.
Feeling,
right.
it's the background. Feeling.
I think it's correct. Okay. So take a look now. Exactly. Now look at 33. The Rambam writes Hilchos Tshuva Perek Beis Halacha Beis. 33 is just the Rashi. It's fine. Perek Tshuva Perek Beis Halacha Beis. Umahi Tshuva. What is Tshuva? Who sheyazov hachote chetom yosiru machshato. You have to do Tshuva, right? Abandon that sin. Remove it from your mind. Be yigmor belibo shelo yaseh od. Determine in your heart you're not going to do it again. You should regret the past. And then he writes, and then he's got to verbalize what his first thing is, the backdrop, right? The commitment, the mind, all this. Then he does it. That's what the Rambam writes. Pretty clear in Hilchos Tshuva. There are many Yonah, Shari Tshuva, Shari Aleph, Os Mem Dalet. Okay? He's talking about somebody who stole something and so on. So, you're not going to get, you don't get full kapara. You don't get unless you return the money. Okay? If you bothered somebody, you have to apologize. There's no kapara. So, again, the tshuva comes with right, but the tshuva comes first. The decision in your mind to do tshuva, that comes first. Okay? So, one of the things I can't. Yeah. No, but first you got to determine you want to do it, right? So I'm just saying it seems to me one could argue that tshuva, so to speak, is almost like what we call a hechsher mitzvah. Okay, hechsher mitzvah is a preparatory stage to bring you to the vidui. Right now, you might then come to a conclusion. Well, hechsher mitzvah doesn't that sort of cheapen? Yeah, doesn't that kind of cheapen what tshuva is? Okay, so again.
You have that. That's crazy.
I left out the others. There are actually two places in the Benyon. I forgot to say, in 35, Shar Chuva, Shar Aleph. It's Shar Dalos, Yuchet, Shar Aleph, Osman. We made the point, basically, that Chuva is a backdrop. Okay? Less we think you can, but I don't know. That's what the Rav said. That's what the Rav said. I was saying, oh, I'm trying to hold it. Okay, now, less we think that a hechsher mitzvah is unimportant. But after all, it's only a hechsher mitzvah. So I want to demonstrate that in some ways, the hechsher is even more important. Again, that's why I titled this year the significance of preparation. You have to. Hachana is a very, very basic part of our approach to Yiddishkeit in general, and it would apply here as well. There's a din in the Torah, it's 36, the Pesukim Parsha Shoftim, talking about somebody who kills the shogi. A guy kills the shogi. And what was he doing? The Parak Yutes and Dvarim Dalad Zeh Dvar Oteach Asher Yonah Shalachai Asher Yad Kesev Bridas. He unintentionally killed somebody. What happened? Plus, okay. Asher Yovo Zeh Bayar Alachto Eitz. The guy was chopping wood, and all the axe handle flew off. Right, he killed the guy back. Yeah. So the Mishnah says in Makkah, Daf Chesmal, Avos Shol Omer Ma Hatovas Eitz Mershus Af Kol Mershus. Okay. It says that since when do you have to run to the Eir Mikla after killing unintentionally? That's when you were doing it voluntary, chopping wood for yourself, voluntary, no mitzvah associated with it. Okay, but if you killed somebody unintentionally in the course of a mitzvah, for example, Ava Makas Benoah, Rav Rodis Tomido, or Shliach Bezdin, these kinds of cases, so then you don't have the guy who's giving, let's say Shliach Bezdin was administering Malka. That's a mitzvah. So the guy died. Okay, I don't have to go to Eir Mikla. Right, because that's a mitzvah. Okay, that's because a mitzvah, right? A mitzvah, if you're involved in a mitzvah, so then you don't kill your mitzvah. That's the thing. Now, that's the thing I learned out from here. So, one of the things which Rashi says, take a look in Rashi in the number 40. I'm sorry, let's go to the Gemara first. 39, the Gemara on that Mishnah, it says, how do you know the guy was chopping wood? That's a now we think the chopping wood. What else would he do it for? If not for a resource, his own personal needs. So that's an example of a non-mitzvah thing, right? Chopping wood. Giving the guy malchus, that's a mitzvah. But chopping wood is
chopping wood to cook for Shabbos.
Well, so he says differently. Gemara says the same. Gemara says, "My dilma mechatem is eitzim mechatem eitzim the sukkah. Maybe he's chopping out wood to make a sukkah, or mechatem is eitzim arocho for the mitzvah." Yeah. Right. That's what I'm saying. So who says? That's the question. And yet you see, after going to go, okay? So he says that's not really. One second. So okay. Good. So let's see. So Rashi says. The mitzvah, the mitzvah, one second, look what Rashi says. The mitzvah is not cut in the wood.
No.
Okay. What is the mitzvah? Look at Rashi in 40. The mitzvah is asiyas hasukkah. Really? Yeah, that is some chiddush. Wow. That's a fascinating Rashi. Rashi says, build the chopping of the wood, that's already a step removed. That's why you still have to go to your mikvah. Even if you were chopping for the sukkah, that's still considered not a mitzvah. Usually think that the mitzvah of the sukkah is to sit. It's to sit in the sukkah on sukkah. But apparently that's what I'm getting at. Rashi says here. I'm just showing you to Rashi. Rashi number 40. Okay, so that's what often in Makkah, they were Makkah Hashtanani. Rashi says, yes, see it in there. Okay, that's what he says. He says, the Asiya is a mitzvah. Okay? And the Aruch on there comments. On this. Let's see. It's a tremendous finish. Okay.
He doesn't make his own sukkah. It's like important.
So I don't know if we go all the way to say that, but there's at least some sort of a key. But obviously, Rashi says the mitzvah is built in the sukkah. The Aruch on there, on that sukkah, Makas Kasan, Al Duma Sahashta, says, oh, see, he notes this in, Rashi, he says, Yesh Loma, Tashir, Shafir, Nechshir, the mitzvah of Asma, the low Hechshir mitzvah Levad, Kalach Tova. Okay? And he quotes that, indeed, he quotes the din, that some people hold, and some of you can say, Shechayaru, when you build the sukkah.
Yeah, but
we don't do that. We don't. We say Kiddush. Yes. When we say Shechayaru Kiddush, the first night of sukkah, you have in mind the building. But if somebody could theoretically, because that Shechayaru doubles up. Okay, one second. Okay, so that's what he says. Ulechad manda, look what it says. Ulechad manda mishalmi. We happen not to paskin that way, but there is a shita. You actually make a bracha when you build the sukkah. That's what I'm getting at. We'll get to that. Go to the one. So what we're demonstrating here is something we thought was only, quote unquote, only. Hechshir mitzvah, one second. Rashi calls it asiyas sukkah mitzvah. There's a shita in Yerushalmi Aruch on that quote. You make a bracha. Either the Shechar or maybe even a special text, Lafos. Again, we don't do that, but still the possibility exists. In the Shiltas, 42, Shilta of High Pai, Shilta of Brocha, Shilta of Kusamach Fez, Shilta of Mechayel, they saw the member at Mechal Lassa. He was an Aramaic for Sukkah. A person has to build a Sukkah, who may sit in the Shilta for 7 days. Okay? Now, again, one second. So, well, he counts, I guess, in the minyan of Tariq, maybe it'll count as one. And he brings a riot, because what does the pasuk say in the Chumash? Chag HaSukkos Taseh Lecha. Okay? And, of course, it also says, Basukos Teshu. I printed the two Pesukim for you. Okay? 43, Parashat Emor, Parashat Kol Pasuk Mameh, Basukos Teshu Shiv Shaman, Kaz Rach Mishol Sheikh Shiv Shaman, Sukkos, and 44. Chag HaSukkos Taseh Lecha. Okay? And the Netziv, in the Hamek Shela, which you don't have on the sheet, and that Sukkos, Kursan Ophes Osal, says, that this is a special level of Hechshir Mitzvah. Okay. It's a Hechshir Mitzvah Haksuva B'Torah. Okay? Now, in other words, you also have to have a shofar, you have to take the horn off the animal, and so on and so forth. So that's also Hechshir Mitzvah. But it's not written in the Torah. But here, since the Torah tells the word Tad, it has to be done. The tithe springs on its sitzes. There are a lot of things you have to do any mitzvah. And the Torah doesn't use that verb, it just assumes that's a lower level Hechshir Mitzvah. So it could be, for example, it could be that the rule of Mitzvah Bo Yosef Mishlucho, that's what exactly what the Tziv says. The Tziv there says that even though we usually say it's better for a person to do a mitzvah by himself and have someone else do it, that man should also go and I should find the cow to get the horn, or an animal to get the horn from? No.
Because
that's only a hechsher mitzvah. But if it's a hechsher mitzvah, Torah, then the rule of mitzvah is mitzvah. That's very interesting. I'm not so sure I'll pass that in terms of that question. Okay, maybe it came to build your own.
No, we don't make the
body. Let me just finish this game. Wait. Take a look a little weiter. You look at 46, the Aruch HaNer, then took it, Abbeinah, says an interesting thing. He wonders why it is in Maseches Sukkah, I mean, we realize it's important kicker, but you know, we're coming up to Sukkah too, right? He wonders why it is in Maseches Sukkah, why is Maseches Sukkah, those are the begins with the end of Sukkah, and later on in the second half of the Maseches, it talks about Luvan Esau, Karbamina. You look at the Sukkim, Karbamina appear first. In the Torah and Parshas Emor, Lekach Tolachem, Roshim, Priyat, Chadus, Esau, that's where then it says Masukah Teshu. So how come in the Mishnah, in the Mishnayos, and the Gemaras, it does it the other way, it says they're up on air? Because I'll tell you why. Because building the Sukkah is a mitzvah. Okay? And therefore, that's the first thing. Karam mitzvah. That's right. You got to build the reform. Shemash Shemachim, Dinei Sukkah. Yeshlomai, the Dinei Sukkah, the Puzzle Hank, Dinei Asiyah Sukkah. That's good. And that's before. That's Chagas Sukkah Tastelacha. And that's written before. That's an answer. That's an interesting insight, so to speak.
You can't stop getting a little bit of an extra.
You can. You're getting a little bit of a mix-up. Building the Sukkah is. That's exactly my point. You can buy a little bit also, right? In fact, exactly what you said before. Okay? Give me one second. I'll get to it. All right? Yeah, because there are many, many riots to this, and again, it's late. I'm not going to go through everything now, but I thought that, again, that proves this point. Okay, I have a Gemara in the Darim, 47.10, Gemara in the Darim says, a guy takes a neder, but not to do a mitzvah. An example they give is, among other examples, a tefillin, I won't put on tefillin, I won't take a look, it says, sukkah sheni oseh. Make the sukkah. The best sheni oseh. All right? And even though, but I'm saying, so the Gemara on the base says is Shiva Sukkah, but I'm saying the language on the Mishnah is also Sukkah.
Same way.
Same idea. Okay. Nishbal Vatel Samitza Shruis, Chav Tes. Okay, Source 48. Nishbal Vatel Samitza, Shalalato Sukkah. That's the example of Vatel Samitza. You don't build a Sukkah even for the
Bishop.
These are all proofs that the building of the Sukkah, although it's a Hakshir Mitzvah, the real Mr. Sitting in the Sukkah, nevertheless, these are all things which...
It's not true about
all
of
them. It's not true at all, actually. Exactly. What? It is a low level, but it's not as low level as other...
No, that's why the pottery is... That I think you run to your... Not to buy food. And not to go shopping. It's for a car.
Right, because that's what it is. So again.
And the roof falls down and kills somebody. So then
okay, I guess it's a hechsher mitzvah. There's no question that the mitzvah is leishah b'sukkah, but it's a hechsher mitzvah, a higher level hechsher mitzvah. That's what it's saying.
And therefore,
now, I guess so. Okay, now, anyway, if you see all these other examples, let's take a look at again, sugim ksubas af peivav. Example of mitzvah, I say, Shomer Asay Sukkah, that the Bezin will beat him up. They say, build the Sukkah. They build the Sukkah. You know, Makan also, you can beat him if he refuses to do it. And the Sukkah Mem Vavan Aleph, Post the Sukkah Atma, 4051, Omer Baruch Shechianu. Then, Nichnas Leishabah says, Shechel Shan Zilatuano. Okay? We don't do it. Look at the Shechel Shan Zilatuano. Post the Sukkah, first and build the Sukkah. We don't make a Baruch. But Shechianu, you could. Ella, Shabbos Sofka, was mine, Shabbos Omer, Kosu Kim. We technically could have said the book, we happen to wait until we say it. We'll either do both later on. Okay, but really, it's okay, it's in the same time. All right? Now, there's something else also, just to show you just one other point about how significant this is. Okay? The Gemara in Sukkah says, the Daf Tesim Aleph, the Atse Sukkah, okay, the wood from the Sukkah, have Kedusha to it. It says, the wood of the sukkah are usher the whole week of sukkah. The wood. Okay,
the wood.
It's chach. Okay.
One second.
It's why? Yes, enough for now. But look at the expression of the Gemara. Kashem Shechal Shem Shechal 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 Tani Rabbi Yehuda Mitzayir Omer Sukkot Tetzal Kesem Shachal Shem Shemayla Chagiga Kach Shal Shachal Shem Shemayla Sukkot. What an expression! Chal Shem. I understand by a carbon that has kedushi designated for Hashem. Chal Shem Shemayla Carbon. But we see here the same expression. Chal Shem Shemayla Sukkot. On this exactly. That's exactly. That's it. No, I'm talking about Sukkot. Sukkot is. One second. Yeah, Jew. Okay. So and again. And the Rama passes like that, and the Chesukah, Paragraph of Alachat Hashem, Atzi Sukkah, Tzun, Kol Shmei, Chag, and so on, and it's the Shukhar, and so forth, Shamash Chesh, if I was in front, with all these dealing about Mukta, and so on, and Chal, Shem, 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 Shukkah, and Shabuah, close. Now, let's talk about the Chag. Okay, now, the truth is,
but you're cutting the wood,
just a second. All right, well, because it's late, but I want to skip down for a moment to 61. Okay, you get the idea about Sukkot. Okay, I hope. Anyway, okay. But take a look at 61. Oh, Shulchan Aruch says Tov Reish Chof Dalet Yisrei. The Hamadaktikim, people who are precise about this, Maschilin Miyad B'Motzoi Yom Kippur. Right after Matzim Kippur, they begin to build the sukkah. Kedei lotes mi mitzvah el mitzvah. Run from one mitzvah to the next. Yochum mechal chal. One mitzvah. Right. And why didn't they go out and buy a loot to do that too? It's not also going from one mitzvah. No. Because sukkah, they're building the sukkah. It's a different story. It's a question. Okay. All right. That's what we're saying. And I'm a doctor king. Those people who want to be careful, you know, go ahead and buy it. Not the lulav, but dafka the sukkah. Because that's considered a mitzvah. And the truth is, it says also in some Tov Reish Chof Hei. The next verse, in the Tov Reish Chof Hei, says, hey, look at what we're saying. No, right after what Yom Kippur is. But what's Yom Kippur? You can go right after you eat, you go right after the Yeah. But it doesn't say that. Why not? The whole idea is to run from one mitzvah to another. So you can do. Why does the Shulchan Aruch always say, build the Shulchan? Exactly. The other riot. And that's exactly what it says as well. It's in the Tov Reish Chof Hei, Mitzvah Sakir of Sukkah and the Ayabach and Kippur, the mitzvah, another reason, mitzvah Bolly Rechot, don't delay. The mitzvah. It's very hard. Many people thought, personally, I come after your Kippur, I take out two pieces of sock and bring it to the back, and that's my. But that's the person. Okay, that's another problem. Okay, I don't know that. I'll write that out. Okay, anyway, Rabotai, let me just mention. An interesting thing to wrap up. What you see from here is even though there's no doubt that the mitzvah is sitting in the sukkah, you know, we're not making up new mitzvahs here, but the building of the sukkah, in a certain sense, is an elevated status.
Right.
So a hechsher mitzvah can become almost like an integral part of the mitzvah in some instances. Now, if we return to the conversation we were talking about, so if we assume that it's what I want to say is that the real mitzvah to be the tshuva is a backdrop. But I don't mean to suggest that tshuva is quote unquote only a hechsher mitzvah. It's a type of hechsher mitzvah. Torah speaks about tshuva too. Just like it talks about sukkah. It's a high level. It becomes an integral part. Okay, so one can argue that the mitzvah is vidui, right? But you need tshuva as the backdrop to vidui. You have to have tshuva.
How can
but
trust
him.
How can
tshuva is the vidui?
You're trying to change the present.
But a lot of people say mitzvah saves the vidui. I understand, so we're trying to figure out the relationship. Okay, that's the problem we started with. But what I'm suggesting is, look, the Rav had a limud that made a lot of sense. One is the vice and one is the kiyum. But I'm saying a little bit differently. The tshuva is a necessary backdrop. Without the tshuva, you can't have vidui. Vidui is meaningless. Okay? And of course, in a certain sense, and that will come to the point, you know, to wrap up, the truth is, in some ways, we find that a hachana is treated actually as more important than the mitzvah itself. Even more important. We don't see that by sukkah. But I'm going to show you something now where, in a certain sense, the hachana is even more. And actually, the Chelkas Yaakov, for Bryce in Switzerland, 20th century, his Chuvas Simon Chokbal is a very interesting thing in those days. A very interesting thing. You know what I mean? Let me just finish up. Rosa. Let me just say. He says as follows. You know, here's a drush. It says, Lekachtem lachem bayom harishon, the first day. It's not the first day. It's the 15th day of the month. What's the first day? Why is it called the first day?
The
first day of the holiday. That's the Pashuk Shat. The Medrash has a drush. It's the first day of your sins being reckoned. Because you just had Yom Kippur a few days ago. The sins are forgiven. And in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, people are so busy doing mitzvah, preparing for Shabbat, lulav, and cooking, building the sukkah. Who has time for it? Right? So that's it. So in 1 second. But, so therefore, then none of the Averis count you. But 1 minute, now that sukkah's arrived, I'm doing the actual mitzvah. Isn't that better? Isn't that even more important? So it says, look what the Bryce writes. It says, okay, in a certain sense, and he brings a number of other places. For example, he brings four other places where we see that the hachana is even more important than the mitzvah itself. Okay, and here are the examples. You can look at some hours. He'll just be in the mikdash. Okay, lahadli kaneiros in the mikdash is ksheira bizar. But the hatova, the cleaning out, is not ksheira bizar. Non-coin can't do it. I mean, what's the important thing? The cleaning out of the wick, the old wax, the old wick. But that's the din. And he has the various other riots that he has. Okay? Anyways, you can take a look and see his riots. Very interesting. Or Sternberg writes, someone mentioned before, Monty mentioned what Simchas Pesach Shoeva. So Sternberg writes in Shalos Tshuvos, Tshuvos on 65, a chelik case from Kuf Tzadi Tes Ot Dalet. He says, you know, what was the Simchas Pesach Shoeva? It was a whole big party for what? For going to get the water. Wait a minute, what was the mitzvah? The mitzvah is pouring the water on the mizbeach. That's the mitzvah. What is the getting of the water? That's nothing. You just have to have the water. But the whole celebration was about going down with marching, long shofars, without dancing, all kinds of things to go get the water. Yeah. Exactly. But says the Sternberg, the whole Simcha says to Shoeva, he said, Ani tama, I'm stunned. Hello, Iker Simcha, I'll miss the mayim. Shemelmar, Shaf the mayim is also, it's when you pour the water. What's this? He says, the Nireh, Shemayom, both people came to celebrate the Hachana. Okay? So that's what I'm going to say now, or Rizil, to answer your question. The tshuva, although in a certain sense, is even more important than the vidui, even though the mitzvah is vidui, and the tshuva is the backdrop, it's the hechsher, but it's more important in a certain way. And that, to me, is the base of, is a limud to teach about a lot of things. The hachana is sometimes even more important because it shows, it overtakes the mitzvah itself. Okay, because the ritva writes in his chedushim, Sochem, Zion, and Beis, 68, okay, he writes, an unbelievable thing. He says, why do we make brachas on mitzvahs? Okay? Why do we make brachas? The Malbim also, the Malbim partially so, Perek of Zion, says the same thing. You know, you'll the hachana. But take a look at it now. Why do we make brachas on mitzvahs? Listen to what he says, because says the mitzvah, it sounds like a chassidishep shot, but it isn't. So we want to be shown him. You know why? So that when you do the mitzvah, you'll be in the right frame of mind to do a mitzvah. The bracha is like, sexy. So what? Yeah, you know, it's and I didn't print it. Chassam Sofer said it's like hidden muchan of zuman. But the bracha, he says, it's avodas hanefesh. The royal hakdim avodas hanefesh on ma'aser. She avodas hakol. That sounds like a chiddush thing. But the Ritva says that's a birchas hamitzvah. The problem is, we started saying birchas hamitzvah by rote. So therefore, they came out later with hidden muchan of zuman. Now they have to come with something else. Who say that by rote? Okay, but I'm saying conceptually, you see the hachana. And I just printed three psukim, one from Torah, one from another, three stories, one from Torah, one from another, one from Pirkei Avos, to speak about importance.
How is that?
Importance of the preparation. In Parshas Yisroel, in Parshas Simchah, same thing. Yeah. In Parshas Yisroel, Hakana Matan Torah, what does it say? Kidashtam Hayom Mahar. Because Baruch is not coming down today. It needs to be a Hakana. Hayu Nechonim La Masishi. You don't just meet with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to have a preparatory state. Well, the famous passage in Amos per Galgad Beis, Hiko only crossed our Kechi Yisrael. And then prepare yourself to greet our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Or the mission per Galgad, all of us dead, don't look pros, the Bifnil Alavah. Haskin, not to have a pros, there's no other traffic. You have to have preparation, you have to have a chana. And the famous Gemara of Odozar, Dathim Alav, I ended with 72. Misha Torach, Berav Shabbos, Yochum Shabbos. You want to eat on Shabbos, yeah? So in some sense, okay, I don't think more important all the time. You're right. But yet, the Gemara says, not you're right, but the Gemara Kiddush, the second parak says, that I'm wrong. You said Dafka do the work themselves. Yeah. They Dafka would do it. You could have someone else do it. I mean, all this shows that sometimes are hachana. So one could make, this is my suggestion. And again, I began with the rabbis, the rabbis, the rabbis. But maybe, in a certain sense, tshuva is like a hechsher mitzvah for the vidui, but it's a hechsher mitzvah in a certain sense even overtakes the mitzvah itself. And maybe that's how we can resolve these rambas. We have these conflicting, you know, it's really, it's fused into one. Okay, the mitzvah is a vidui. The mitzvah is a vidui. The tshuva is the backdrop, but it's a necessary backdrop. And it's a necessary backdrop that teaches us about mitzvahs in general, that if we want to do something, you have to prepare. You can't just come in. I tell this to students, you know, you don't have to start the baseball season or football season. It's preseason. There's training camp. You know, you can't just walk in and then here we are. It doesn't work. Okay, you have to have a preparation period. So, in any event, the whole Chodesh El, the whole section of Tshuva, you know, it's preparing for, you know, for the ultimate. And again, of course, the mitzvah of Tshuva is important. But that's what I said before. I said it's only a Hechsher mitzvah. I don't mean only. It's a Hechsher mitzvah. It's of tremendous importance. Okay, I wish everyone a Gemara Chasin Tova and a meaningful fifth. And it should be good. All should be here. Next week, we'll meet. Yeah, between our kids.
What is the part of the brother again?